to talk football. It's time to talk Dons. It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
Aberdeen have maintained their 100% start to the season with a 2-1 victory over Dundee at Pittodrie.
Look at for Aberdeen into the middle. May! His first goal for Aberdeen! Brilliant. The 11th minute of the game. The 11th of May, 1983.
Ball might break back to Shinny. Tries a shot. Now Christie.
Yes! Yes!
Stevie May! With his second!
Been struck and named his squad for next month's games. Six Celtic players are included, but there's no call-up for any of the Dons.
Aberdeen youngsters Scott McKenna and Scott Wright have both been named in the Scotland under-21 squad for the upcoming match against the Netherlands.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
Good evening, welcome to Red Friday with Andrew Shiney, Dave Galloway and myself, Dave McDermott. Aberdeen on the road tomorrow, looking to make it four wins on the bounce in the Ladbrokes Premiership when they travel to Glasgow to face Partick Thistle.
Yeah, we'll get Greg Stewart's pre-match views in a moment. But first up, Derek McInnes. The manager says despite Thistle starting with three straight defeats in the Premiership, he expects a tough test at Firhill tomorrow.
Got a high regard for Alan's teams. You know, they've not had the start that they would have anticipated in the league. I watched them a couple of weeks ago win at St Johnstone in the League Cup, and I thought they were very good on the night and deserved to get through that game. So you know, it can happen. You know, Thistle, similar to Dundee last week, you know, it'll not be too long before they get their first win in the league and get up and running. We just need to hope it's after an international break, you know, because we know there's a challenge here for us. But you know, I'm pleased with obviously getting maximum points at the three games and getting ourselves into the next round of the cup. But still aware that we've got improvements to make, and I think that we'll look to see that get into the game on Saturday, and hopefully an even better performance can help us win all 3 points. You know, we'll have loads of games this season where we play very well and don't get what we deserve. You know, I thought we deserved to win the game because the quality of the strike for Stevie. I thought our work rate against the ball was relentless, and that honesty from the team is really something that's always been with us. So the players worked extremely hard, nobody had, but the performance could have been a bit slicker. So, but we're still early on in the season, we know there's room for improvement, and if you can keep winning games while you're striving for that improvement, then that's a sign of a good team. And you know, we're pleased first and foremost to get all 3 points. We're looking for those improvements as we go along.
The boys are on a good run, unbeaten, we want to keep that record going. We've not played to what we know we can as well, which is, it's not a bad thing. We're not playing our best and still winning games, but we know we've still got a lot of work to do, and we can't wait for Saturday, hopefully going to the break with maximum points. Since I've came in, home and away, the fans have been brilliant. They come in numbers, and we obviously just try and give everything for them, that they come in every week, pay their money and follow the team that they love, and we just want to work hard and get the victories for them.
Greg Stewart there. Good evening, everybody. And Andrew, we've got a great record in recent times down at Firhill.
We've got a very good record against Partick Thistle. We've won each of the last six meetings with them, 5 in the league, 1 in the cup. And tomorrow we're chasing what would be a club record 8th straight away domestic win. So lots of incentive there for Aberdeen. We do, of course, remember the last time we were there when Scott Wright scored a hat-trick in a memorable 6-0 win. But it was the end of a long, hard season for both clubs. Aberdeen still had the cup final to look forward to, where Thistle were only thinking about their holidays, and I think some of them were already on the beach rather than being at Firhill that day. But as the manager said, it's never easy going to Firhill, but we do have that good record to fall back on, so I think they'll be going there in very confident frame of mind.
And it's so important, we say it every international break, Dave, but to go into the break on the back of a win makes such a difference to actually enjoy the days off.
It certainly is very much the case there, Dave, especially as Aberdeen have got that 100% record. They just want to keep that going, just keep the momentum going, keep the feel-good factor going into that international break, and then the Dons can hopefully come out of it and just carry on where they left off.
Absolutely, and first, we'll hear from Alan Archibald in just a sec, yeah. Andrew, but they have surprised in the wrong way in terms, but they, as the manager indicated, they've had quite a difficult start to the season. They're better than where they are in the league, I think.
Yeah, I think they probably are. I mean, they showed that when they went to McDermott Park and won 3-0 in the Betfred League Cup. Unfortunately, they haven't replicated that form in the league so far, but they're always a dangerous opponent. But the good thing about Thistle is that they like to get the ball down and play football. And I think Aberdeen are much prefer to play against sides that want to do that rather than just pack everybody back behind the ball and try and frustrate them. So I'm expecting a good, open, entertaining game of football tomorrow, and obviously we'll hope that the main attacking thrust comes from the men who will be clad in blue tomorrow.
And Dave, last time we played down there, they had no recognised fullbacks. They've already lost Callum Booth. He'll be a big miss, and the Dons up front are pretty potent.
Yeah, nice headache, if you like, for Derek is who to leave out of the front four. Greg Stewart very much in contention. We've heard from him just a moment ago. Now, the strength of the squad, we know, is very good. It's a constant battle to get into Derek's starting 11, but Greg says that is one that he relishes.
Obviously, when you come to bigger clubs, that's the kind of things that happen. Aberdeen's done so well the last several years, and it's a massive club now. Obviously, when you come to a massive club, you know there's going to be challenges and plenty of competition for places, and that's just the case here. And the gaffer's obviously, he's rotated it quite a lot, try to keep it fresh. I obviously missed out last week, and I just obviously need to work hard in training and see what happens again this week if I can get back in. That's one of the things you need to face, is a lot of competition. There's a lot of good players here, and when you get your chance, you just need to take it.
Well, we've heard from the Aberdeen camp. Here's Thistle boss Alan Archibald.
Look, it's a different season. That all was put to bed last year. We move on, it's a new season. It's a different season, so it's not really about that. And looking at last year, whether it was good results or bad results, it's a new season, and we start this season off, and obviously we've not started well enough, and we need to try and get points as quick as we can.
What do you expect from Aberdeen on Saturday?
Well, just touching on teams have made themselves stronger. Aberdeen probably lost some of their best players, and they look stronger when you analyse their team, certainly middle to front. Whether they capture Stevie May last week, Mackay Stephen, Ryan Christie and Greg Stewart are definitely stronger again, so we need to make sure we're at our best, but we don't want to worry about them too much. We are at home and we need to try and wait a way to win the game, try and find a way, and we can't go and concentrate about their strengths too much.
Alan Archibald there. So team-wise, of course, we'll have full commentary on Red TV tomorrow afternoon. Looking forward to that one, Andrew.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, as I say, we've got this excellent record against Thistle. We'll have to go way back to February 2014 to find the last time Thistle beat us. And as I say, they're usually entertaining games, so very much looking forward to it.
Okay, in terms, it's getting harder and harder to choose the starting lineup. You were way off last week,
Greg Thompson, our video analyst, took great delight in telling me. He said your team was absolute rubbish last week, your prediction was rubbish, call yourself an expert.
Well, no one else is going to.
No, true. I don't think there's going to be any change to the starting 11 compared with last week, and so it will be Joe Lewis in goals, Shea Logan, Anthony O'Connor, Mark Reynolds, Andy Considine across the back, Greg Tansey, Graham Shinney, Kenny McLean, Ryan Christie, Stevie May, who incidentally scored two wonderful goals.
Absolutely.
And what amazingly was his first ever game against Dundee, and hey, imagine a guy who knows his history so well that he scores in the 11th minute of the game, then scores 11 minutes from the end of the game with May 83 on his back. That's a marketing,
good timing.
Marketing
good timing.
Man's dream. And of course, Gary Mackay-Stephen will make up the 11.
Okay, Dave?
That's exactly what I've got written down here. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. It wasn't a vintage performance, but as the manager has touched on, you can't play great football all the time, and it is the mark of a good team that you can, you know, grind out a victory when you're nowhere near your best.
Okay, and your one to watch, Dave?
My one to watch, it's going to have to be Stevie May. I mean, the frightening thing perhaps for the opposition teams is that he's nowhere near 100% match fit. He's in very good shape, he is fit, but he's not 100% match fit. That'll take another few games, but you know, his two goals, as Andrew correctly touched upon a moment ago, superbly taken, great technique for the header, and what a rocket shot with 11 minutes left to win the match. So there's plenty more from him to come.
And if he's that good when not being anything like match fit, surely the snub from the national team can't continue, because Graham Shinney might argue otherwise, but Stevie May, he has played for Scotland before, he's an international class player.
Oh, yes, he is. I mean, you know, his reading of the game, his positional sense, just absolutely first class.
Well, you're one to watch, Andrew?
I'm going to go for Anthony O'Connor, who, but for Stevie May scoring two great goals in his Pittodrie debut, was man of the match without question last Saturday. I thought his defensive work was first class, as it has been all season. And, of course, if you cast your mind back, Anthony scored his first goal for Aberdeen down at Firhill when we won 2-1 down there last November. So I'm going to go for the Irishman to stand out tomorrow.
And it's very difficult for the likes of Cowrie Arnesen, because there's no way Anthony can be dropped.
No, it's this conundrum that the manager's got. He's got this big squad of players, everybody who's champing at the bit, and I'm sure training this week has been at an extremely high tempo, as everybody tries to, you know, put their name forward for a starting place. And I think the proof's in the pudding, isn't it? And come Saturday afternoon, it's the guys that perform there, and Anthony's certainly done that this season.
It's time to talk football. It's time to talk Dons.
A fantastically worked goal for the Dons.
It's North Sound One's Red Friday.
I've supported Aberdeen my whole life, and also I've kept up with them. I signed when I was about 8 years old, so all I really know is Aberdeen.
Whenever he gets on, he lights it up, and he's just exciting.
He's got the confidence, the maturity, and certainly the ability to play for us this season, having a big impact.
Goal, but great to see a young kid, Scott Wright, coming on to make his competitive debut.
I've been in the under-20s, been in the under-17s, and I've done it right the way through. And as I say, it just makes you appreciate it a bit more, and you know how hard you need to work to get to this level.
At just 20 years old, Scott Wright is one of the brightest young talents at Pittodrie. He's already made his mark at Aberdeen, including that game at Firhill.
Comes to McLean, over it comes, the header off the crossbar, and the shot from Scott Wright! The header was from Ash Taylor, off the bar, came to Scott Wright, and he drills the rebound into the back.
It was obviously my first goal for my boyhood team, and everything kind of that really went in behind it. All the hard work and that kind of paid off just for that one moment, really. If that was, you know, the only goal of the game, I'd have been happy with that. Obviously, just saying that I'd been able to score for Aberdeen, I'd have been delighted with that. Obviously, the other two games as well, so I was happy with that as well.
In only his second start for the Dons, Wright produced a complete performance, scoring not just one goal, but three.
Here's skipper Kenny McLean driving forwards, feeds it into the path of Scott Wright. Wright! What a finish from Scotty Wright. A bit of space. It's back to Scott Wright. Wright attacks the Thistle defence, cuts inside, tries the shot. It's gone in. Scotty Wright with a hat trick. Well.
What a screamer as well.
I'm fairly close with Graham Shinney. Me and him are really close in the changing room. And he said to me at half time as I was walking off, just keep doing what you're doing, get on the ball and go and get your third. And I was kind of right, okay. And I was walking in, and he was like, make sure if you score your third. He actually said, when you score your third, come and celebrate with me. The third goes in, and I just turn and I run towards him. He said he burst through the bench, and he runs out to me. So it's like a boy hugging his dad. It's up there, obviously, the top day of my career so far.
Wright took home the match ball that day, leaving the Red Army mesmerised with his quick and skillful feet. But where did it all start for the young winger?
My first memory would probably be turning up at Cam Hill, the Astro pitches by Asda on a cold night. That was a trial. I remember my dad came home from Pittodrie one day, and he was actually really close with Chick McLaren that used to work here. He spoke to my dad and he just says, oh, you know, we want to take Scotland on trial for X amount of weeks. And I didn't really think much of it. Even when I was playing at under 17s, I didn't think, right, I can make a career out of this. But luckily, the way things panned out, I've managed to make a career out of it so far.
One man who has watched Wright develop over the years is youth coach Paul Sheeran.
Going forward, there's no many nowadays with the close control he's got, the way he gets away from players is ridiculous, and you see that tonight. Whenever he gets on it, he lights it up, and he's just exciting, really, really exciting in that form.
Whilst he's mainly been limited to substitute appearances in his career so far, manager Derek McInnes has seen enough to know that the youngster will be a big part of his plans, not just this season, but in those to come.
I think Scott feels now that he's a first team player, you know, rather than just being watching others play. You know, it's been difficult for our young wider players over the last few years when they watch Hazen McGinn, and I think the confidence he had from the last Thistle game towards the end of last season, I think he's took that on now into his own performances.
It's a little bit congested over there with Scott Wright. Lovely play by Scott Wright, all the way through.
After a successful start to the campaign, Wright knows this season will be a challenge for both he and the rest of the Aberdeen squad.
The goals again this year are kind of obviously just try and beat what we did last season. I think obviously qualify for Europe, that's obviously another big part for us. Keep fighting, just try to get into the team, and when I'm in the team, make sure that I do something or some things to keep me in the team, whether it be score goals, assist goals, or just even if it's just working harder defensively. If I can keep my place in the team, that's what I'm going to try and aim to do.
A bright young man with a level head and bundles of talent, it's clear that Wright is the real deal.
And the shot from Scott Wright! Feeds it into the path of Scott Wright. Wright! What a finish from Scotty Wright. To Scott Wright. It's inside, tries the shot!
Great play by Scott Wright, leaving the defence for dead down that left-hand
After
side.
After spending years watching Aberdeen wingers Hayes and McGinn light up Pittodrie, the boy from Balmeddy is ready to show he's been worth the wait.
Phil McDonald there, and Scott Wright, of course, Andrew, he's... Certainly this is a big season for him.
Oh, it's a huge season for Scott. And I mean, we saw the last game of last season when he got his start and responded by scoring a hat-trick, that he's not fazed by the big occasion. And I think the fact that Johnny and Niall are now no longer with Aberdeen, Scott can see that there is a pathway into the first team squad. He's got to do it for the development side when he plays there, got the show in training, but he's got the correct character and certainly the skill set to be a big, big player for Aberdeen in future years.
Okay, just before we get to your predictions for the Dons game, last week's scores, Andrew, you were bottom of the pile with two.
I'm still second in the table.
Yeah, all right, we'll come to that. Dave, you and me both got three, and the Red Army, four.
Oh, well done, the Red Army.
Yep, so I'm still the strongest in the league, down at the bottom, lifting, holding everybody else up with 10 points. 13 points, Dave G, 14, Andrew, but taking over at 15, the Red Army, which just about sums this up, really. Right, score tomorrow, Andrew, Partick.
I'm going to go 2-0 to Aberdeen.
Dave?
I have got 2-0 written down here also.
I've got 3-0. Okay. Celtic St Johnstone, Andrew.
Well, it's the class of the top two in the table at the moment. Celtic just ahead of Saints on goal difference. We saw in midweek that they're not infallible. Astana gave them a scare at 4-1. I think everybody was very interested to see who was going to get the next goal. From a Celtic point of view, fortunately for them, they got it and ended up losing the game 4-3. But if St Johnstone have got the courage to go there and attack Celtic, you think they might get something, but I don't think they're going to manage to win the game. So I'm going to go Celtic to win 3-1.
Dave?
I'm going to go one more for Celtic, 4-1 Celtic.
And I've gone 2-1. Kilmarnock-Hamilton, Dave?
Well, Ackies, they've played some impressive football in the last couple of matches, certainly. They scored an outstanding goal in last weekend's victory at Hibs. I fancy Hamilton to win 2-1.
Andrew?
I'd agree with that. I think Hamilton have confounded a lot of their critics by bouncing back from their back-to-back losses to us and showing some decent form.
Yeah, I've gone 1-1, and talking of Kilmarnock, tickets, a pair of tickets available for our match against Kilmarnock at Pittodrie on the 16th of next month. Just go to North Sound One's website and answer a simple question. You could be in the draw. Andrew, Motherwell Hearts.
A difficult one to call. Hearts did well to get a draw at Ibrox last week. Motherwell fairly strong at home, so I'm going to sit on the fence, but I think there'll be goals in this one, so 2-2 for me.
Dave?
Score draw for me as well, Dave. I'm going for 1-1.
I've gone for 1-1-2, so that means
1-1-2?
No, 1-1 as well, so that's not going to happen, obviously. On Sunday lunchtime, Dundee-Hibs, Dave.
An interesting one. Dundee desperate to get the points on the board after starting the league season with three defeats. I'm going to go for another score draw, a Desmond, a 2-2.
Okay, very good. And on Sunday afternoon, Ross County Rangers, Andrew.
Well, just ahead of that one, I'll mention that I'm going for a 2-2 draw at Dens Park. And what are you going for?
I'm going for 1-2.
Okay. Ross County against Rangers, you would have thought this was just going to be a normal run-of-the-mill league game, fourth game of the season. All of a sudden, it's a huge crunch game for Rangers, given their disappointing start. Pedro Caixinha coming out with his usual gobbledygook in his pre-match press conference. Michael O'Halloran, no good for Rangers, not the type of player I want here.
Yeah, Rangers he scores goals.
Yes, exactly. He's scored 4 goals, Rangers have scored 3. I think it will be a share of the spoil. 1-1 up at Dingwall, though.
Dave?
Yeah, Ross County good on their own patch. They certainly gave Aberdeen some food for thought. I think it's going to be a 1-1 as well.
I've gone 2-1 Ross County. And Dave, to represent the Red Army this week, Dave spoke to none other than our former keeper, Bobby Clark. So here's Bobby's predictions.
Let's start Saturday. Partick against Aberdeen. How's that going to go?
That'll be a tough game. It's never an easy game. I think Aberdeen will win. I'll say they'll win 2-0.
OK, Celtic against St Johnstone.
And St Johnstone are going well, and that's at Celtic Park, so I can't see Celtic losing it, so I think Celtic will win 3-0.
Kilmarnock against Hamilton.
Now, Hamilton had a good result there, surprised a few there at Hibs, and it's at Kilmarnock. Well, they might be coming off a big game, they might have been celebrating too much, so I'll go for a 1-1 tie.
Motherwell against Hearts.
Motherwell against Hearts, and it's at Motherwell. Again, I'll go for a 2-2 draw.
And a couple of games on Sunday. Dundee-Hibs firstly.
Dundee-Hibs. Hibs will bounce back 2-1.
And finally, Ross County versus Rangers.
I'd love to say Ross County are going to win. I think I'll never was a Rangers fan, so I'll have to go for Ross County winning 2-1.
Bobby Clark there with his predictions and endearing himself to everybody by saying he was never a Rangers fan. That's it on the Red Friday podcast. Thanks for checking us out. Remember, we're on North Sound 1 from 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Friday, and the podcast is available both on the website and on iTunes.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.